USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is trying to convince Republicans to vote for his infrastructure and jobs plan during a trip to Louisiana.
When you build better roads or extend the train line over to the next town or install reliable high-speed internet, it sparks new life and investment in communities. It gives people hope.
Republicans are showing reluctance at the plan with the price tag nearing $4 trillion. The president said, though, he is willing to negotiate. Authorities in Rigby, Idaho, say that a teacher disarmed a sixth-grade girl who shot two students and a custodian at her middle school. After the shooting, parents were directed to a nearby high school to pick up their children. Police say they now have the girl in custody and that the injuries are not life-threatening. They say they're investigating a motive and also where she obtained the gun. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Lawmakers in South Carolina have voted to allow execution by firing squad. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
South Carolina is one step closer to bringing back the firing squad. House lawmakers voted to pass a bill Wednesday that'll allow firing squads, and the state's governor says he'll sign it. The new bill means death row inmates will get to choose between being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven countries urged North Korea to completely denuclearize and to return to negotiations following a meeting of the diplomats in London. The statement also called on North Korea to rejoin the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which it withdrew from in 2003. Earlier this week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on North Korea to come back to the negotiation table. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Twitter suspended a new account created to share statements from former President Trump, saying it violated the social media company's policy on banned users. The new account, DJT Desk, appeared on Twitter this week, apparently trying to get around the network's permanent ban on Trump in the wake of the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. According to the biography on the account, posts copied from Save America on behalf of the 45th POTUS, originally composed by Donald Trump, would be shared. But the account wasn't directly run by the former president. A Twitter representative told NBC they'll take enforcement actions on accounts whose apparent intent is to replace or promote content that was suspended. The Twitter account included posts from the new website, from the desk of Donald J. Trump. The site doesn't provide any way for users to respond or interact with Trump's posts, but it does include the option to share his statements on Twitter and Facebook. It also encourages people to sign up for Trump's Save America Joint Fundraising Committee. Twitter's removal of the new accounts came one day after the Facebook Oversight Board ruled to continue its ban on former President Trump, which also came in response to the Capitol attack. The ban also goes for Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. Facebook says it will review him again in 6 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.